Welcome to MedEvidence, where we help you navigate the truth behind medical research with unbiased, evidence-proven facts, powered by Encore Research Group and hosted by cardiologist and top medical researcher, Dr. Michael Corrin.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Corrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shaili Shah.
And I'm Dr. Shreya Ghetia.
We have a fabulous session of MedEvidence today, and I'm with my fellow cardiologists. And we're going to talk about a symposium that we're all working on together. Mm-hmm. And this is called the North Florida Cardiovascular Symposium, and we can show you the brochure.
So this is a very exciting symposium coming up. It is our 21st annual session, and it is unique in a way that all the competing cardiovascular practices come together with the same agenda of putting education first.
Isn't that cool?
Yes,
it's really amazing. Cool. You know, obviously, we all have our competitive instincts, and we compete for patients at some level, but we come together for education.
That's true. And then this time, I mean, even we had it last time, but we have fellows that are a part of this symposium. They accompany their program directors, they present cases, and their program directors support them for that. So that is very exciting that they get to be a part of this cardiovascular community in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it was fabulous. Last year, we had three fantastic presentations. Each of the fellows presented a really unique case, and there was commentary from the program director, and there was questions from the audience. So it was a lot of great interaction, and I enjoyed that. That was my favorite part last year.
I agree. And we make sure that every topic and lecture in the symposium is very practical for modern medicine and in our everyday cardiovascular practice.
Yeah, that's a great point. So why don't you highlight a couple of the areas that we're going to be talking about, since I think you're spot on, that we cover things that you don't get in many other educational sessions. And it's really unique in that we're really focused on the practical needs of healthcare providers in our area.
That's true. So, you know, like, we in our general cardiology clinic, we see patients with POTS, autonomic dysfunction, all the time. This time, we have Dr. Raj coming from Canada just to speak on this topic. So, you know, we have these patients with spinal cord injury, and, you know, they have hypertension at one point, hypotension at one point, and it is just so confusing how to manage them.
Doesn't that drive you crazy?
It does. And then you have these young patients, like 20-year-olds with very low blood pressures, high heart rates. Is it POTS? Is it not POTS?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah, or somebody comes in and they complain about orthostatic hypotension. They're almost passing out. We give them Midodrine, and the next thing we know, their systolic pressure is over 200.
Exactly.
How do you deal with that?
Yes, exactly. And a lot of times it is said to know that sometimes patients are just diagnosed with anxiety and some psychogenic diseases, and it is actually a truly cardiovascular process going on underlying. And I think we all, as a physician, need to learn more about it.
Absolutely. Right. So we're going to have a great session on that. How about another example for the audience?
So, yes. Another great topic that we have this year is sports cardiology. Huh. I can tell you that almost every single week, we do see some patients who are athlete. You know, they are in competitive sports, and they have one or two different diagnoses on their charts, and we don't know how to address this. And I think we don't know a lot about how to manage these patients. And actually, I was not aware that there's like specific algorithms which are endorsed by evidence.
Yeah.
And I would like to invite Dr. Kim from Atlanta to just talk about all these different varieties of sports-related cardiovascular diseases.
Very cool. Yeah, I remember when Damar Hamlin, the football player from the Buffalo Bills, basically dropped dead on the field, and then he was reinstated to play football, it blew me away. So I'm sure there was a reason for that. There was some process that they went through to make it safe for him, or at least allow him to go back. So I'd be fascinated to learn more about it, more about that type of thing in our sessions.
Right. And then when these guys come to us in clinic and we have to clear them, even be it like high school sports, I mean, you know, it's a big liability, and, you know, we are nervous about clearing these patients. So,
that's
a great opportunity.
Yeah, fabulous examples of practical things. So let our audience know again when it is, where it is, and how they can actually sign up for it.
This is scheduled for June 1st. It is a Saturday, and it is located at University of North Florida Herbert Auditorium. This is an entire day event from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We also have expo from a variety of industry.
Oh, okay.
And we will get to learn more about new medicines, new devices out there for cardiovascular diseases.
It's a great facility. We've had it there for a number of years. I enjoy the facility. I love the interaction. So,
yeah. And I feel like these meetings, you get to learn from, you know, different people, what their group, you know, specializes in. We get to learn from the pharma companies about the new devices and nuances that are coming up in cardiology, because it's hard for us to keep up with all this in our busy practices. So.
And usually we have somebody from organized medicine as part of it. Do we have that this year?
Yes, absolutely. We have Dr. Stephen Little, who is an ex-president of American Society of Echocardiography. He's very much nationally and internationally known for his work in the field of cardiovascular disease and echo.
Yeah, he's really interesting. I've heard him before. And there's a lot of echo issues, like how do we get paid for things? And it's a real problem. Like, for example, if you're assisting in a TAVR case or a mitral clip, how do we get paid for doing the echo?
That's true.
I'm sure we'll address that issue. So that will be something I think of great interest for a lot of people.
Yes. Right, right. And with all the new tricuspid devices coming up, he's going to show us what, you know, as a non-invasive cardiologist, like how can we get better shots of those things when we are doing TEE, which will help the interventional cardiologist. So. Yeah.
And even though we are cardiologists putting this on, we have open arms for anesthesiologists and internists and primary physicians, nurse practitioners. Anybody that's a healthcare provider will get something out of this session.
Absolutely. Even just regular primary care practices, because all of these topics are so valid.
Yeah, we have like cardiovascular disease in women. I mean, you know, like I'm sure all of us deal with this, and a primary care OBGYN, anyone would be a perfect
Absolutely.
Audience
or
for that.
Or endocrinologist.
Absolutely. Right. So once again, the website to sign up for this
is www.nfcvs.com. I repeat, www.nfcvs.com. nfcvs.com. The other thing I wanted to emphasize is that each physician can bring a mid-level for free. So the more, the better.
What a deal.
Yes,
truly it is.
Well, I think I'll summarize by saying be there or be square. So again, thank you for this great discussion. And we look forward to seeing everybody at our wonderful symposium.
Thank
you.
See
you on June 1st. Thank you.
Thanks for joining the MedEvidence Podcast. To learn more, head over to MedEvidence.com or subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform.